Yael, we're always hearing that the ozone layer is being depleted, and how bad this is because we need it to protect us from the sun's harmful ultraviolet rays. But I've been thinking, and there has to be a more effective way to restore the ozone layer than by sitting around not releasing any more harmful chemicals into the air so the ozone has a chance to repair itself.
Okay, like what?
Well, how hard could it be to make more ozone? We must have plenty of raw material. After all, the ozone molecule contains 3 oxygen atoms, and the oxygen molecules we breathe contain 2 oxygen atoms. So, can't we just use that oxygen to produce a bunch of ozone ourselves and stick it back up in the atmosphere?
No.
No?
No. We can't manufacture enough ozone to replenish the ozone hole.
But why not?
Several reasons. For one thing, ozone in large quantities is extremely hazardous and volatile, which makes it hard to work with, to say the least. Also, the ozone layer is immense. There's roughly 20 billion tons of it, and we'd have no way of handling such large quantities. Plus, the ozone layer requires a huge amount of energy to maintain itself, which right now it gets from the sun. Taking over natural ozone production would require more than double the energy the United States produces annually.
That's a lot of rolling blackouts.
And that's why the only way we know to fight ozone depletion is by cleaning up our act and giving nature the chance to take its course. This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Danit Brown, with help from Philip Stevens in chemistry. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.